I get older, losing my hair, many years from now, will you still be sending me a valentine, birthday greetings, bottle of wine? If I'd been out till 2:45, would you lock the door? Will you still need me? Will you still feed me when I'm 64?
News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Good morning. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel. So why would I be playing a song for seasoned citizens? I really like that new term rather than senior citizens, but seasoned citizens. This is the expert panel, and our experts on seasoned citizens in our community are my friends from the Council on Aging of West Florida. Good morning. We have Emily Echeverria here, Director of Marketing, Josh Newby, who is the President and CEO Extraordinaire.
We added extraordinaire yes, to I like my that. Title
I
recently.
I think the EO has to be the extraordinaire part.
Agreed.
Yeah. Okay, good.
That's how I sign my emails.
There you go. Yeah. So what is happening with the Council on Aging? You've certainly been in the news lately. There are so many changes that are happening. So let's talk about the good stuff, maybe the not so good stuff, and how people can help keep this amazing organization going in our community. Well, let y'all start from there.
I will start with the good stuff, and then okay. I'll let Emily handle the bad stuff that she's been very adept at doing recently.
Okay.
So for those who don't know, Council on Aging of West Florida provides social services for elder adults 60 and over in Escambia and Santa Rosa counties. We receive about $8 million of federal and state money to do this. We have senior dining sites. We have Meals on Wheels. We have an adult daycare called The Retreat. We offer in-home services such as personal care, toileting, bathing, those types of things for folks who are just unable to do that for themselves. I think a lot of people would be surprised at the number of elder adults in this area who are bedbound, and as a result, live really sad, desperate, impoverished lives. It's not dignified. It's not what they deserve. You know, it's not the system that they spent their life paying taxes into. So we intervene and we provide the services that help them maintain some semblance of independence and certainly dignity, because they want to remain in their community. They want to remain in their home. They want to stay active and give back. But sometimes they just need a little help.
Right.
And everybody needs a little help from time to time. And we are that help. Unfortunately, since we do receive federal and state monies to provide this necessary and much deserved service, we can also be the victim sometimes of some public funding cuts and sort of just general reputational damage mm-hmm. that I think the nonprofit sector has suffered recently. So I'll let Emily elaborate on that.
Okay, Emily, you're
thank
on.
Thank you, Josh.
I really gave you a layup right there.
Just teeing that up for me to use another sports metaphor, which I'm an expert at.
There
obviously.
You go. There you go.
So, like Josh said, you know, we've faced some challenges and some uncertainty right now with some different funding sources. We receive Older Americans Act funding. That's a federal source, a congressional act. And that is where our dining site money comes from, that our C1 funding for our congregate dining sites. We have 16 senior dining sites. This is a place where anyone 60 and older can go. There are activities. It's for the socialization. And it is also, in the past, it's been a hot meal Monday through Friday.
Free. It was free.
Yes, mm-hmm. And it's free. There's a suggested donation, but it's not mandatory at all. And we have seen an uptick in use because of rising food insecurity among older adults in our community. So for that reason, because there has been an uptick in use from last year, we were a little ahead of schedule on where we wanted to be with the funding that we're pulling down from that Older Americans Act source. And in the summer, unfortunately, we had to suspend the meal service on Fridays. The site's still open for the activities and the socialization, and that is a big thing that so many seniors need. They are more at risk for isolation and loneliness. And when that suspension happened, we went a month, and we were not caught up to where we needed to be with our reimbursement schedule. So we have since had to suspend the meals on Mondays as well and move our Wednesday meal from a hot meal to a box meal, a shelf stable meal.
Mm-hmm.
So we have had a lot of outreach from the community wanting to help this program, wanting to donate to this funding, which you absolutely can do, coawfla.org/donate. And just write in the comments that you want to donate to that dining site program if you wish to do that. But we have had a lot of kind of outcry, which has been, you know, that's positive to know that people are upset about this, that people want to support these programs. We've also had one expletive-laden hate mail that came in from someone who thinks the whole program should go away.
Oh, my goodness.
Because they don't understand why seniors would need a free meal, and they don't think people should get stuff for free. So,
oh my gosh, I have to keep my mouth shut right now.
Yeah,
I'm sorry. I'm a big supporter. I just have to say it. I'm a big supporter of the Council on Aging of West Florida. And having been a caregiver myself for almost 8 years of a woman from age 90 to 97, that was a very fortunate situation. And so they were able to hire me to come in. But that is the exception to the rule. Most seniors really and truly are living on a fixed income. And now with the inflation not necessarily matching that yearly increase,
absolutely,
they're in trouble. And if they're alone or don't have family, I mean, not everybody has a family of 10 or 15 people.
Right.
If they're alone, the big part of this is, as you said, the socialization too.
Yes.
Even the Meals on Wheels, bringing those meals to that person in their home, that they look forward to that visit every day.
Absolutely,
correct?
They do. It's a friendly visitor. They get to know their driver. They stop and chat. Sometimes they come in and hang out for a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Every Meals on Wheels client that I've ever spoken to has said they look forward to seeing their driver, to chatting with them. And then also, if they don't answer the door, that driver has to report that. They can't just leave the meal at the door. There is a check-in system. It's also kind of a wellness check.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So the effect then now going forward with the dining sites is unfortunately now finding the ways to still be able to pay the bills, but however, having to now limit the program to a certain extent.
Exactly. And there has also additionally been a cut to the OAA funding, correct,
right,
Josh? So now there has been also, in addition to the kind of reimbursement schedule being off, which was, you know, through no fault of anyone, just that there was a little more use to the program and we're just trying to bring it back into alignment. But now there has been a significant cut in our OAA funding. So that is why we have to suspend it even more.
Gosh. Okay. We're talking with our friends from the Council on Aging of West Florida, Josh Newby, who is the president and CEO, Emily Echeverria, who is their director of marketing. If you've got a question about the Council on Aging, some of the services they provide, maybe you have a comment you'd like to make, please text that in at 850-437-1620. We're going to take a quick break, and then we'll be back to hear more about the amazing things this organization does for the seniors in our community. Welcome back to Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg, talking with my friends from the Council on Aging of West Florida. Emil Echeverria is here, Josh Newby. You know, we're talking about some of the ways that the agency is dealing with some of the cuts that really have nothing to do with other than politics and the way that things change from year to year. So one of the things that sustains this organization is our local support, our community donations, the ways that if you're hearing this and you're finding it upsetting, then you're in my team because I do get upset because I love our seniors so much. So what can we do? Well, they have fundraisers and we
That's
have
right.
things that people can do to make a difference. So let's talk about some of the fun things that y'all are doing to raise money for Council on Aging, which then is services for our seniors.
I think it's really cool to note, and a lot of people don't know this, that for every dollar that someone gives to Council on Aging, we're able to draw down nine additional dollars in federal and state monies. These contracts have require what they call local match, which is essentially the nonprofit has to put up, quote unquote, 10% of the money to draw down the remaining 90%. And we put up that 10% through fundraising.
Mm-hmm.
So like I said, if you give $10, you are actually making a $100 impact.
Wow, that's great to know.
And so our annual Rat Pack reunion, which we are bringing back this year, very, very excited and proud, is a way to do that, to mm-hmm. raise, you know, $100,000, $150,000 from the community, a very, very, you know, generous and philanthropic community, to have $1 million impact on
wow.
seniors in our community.
Okay, and so what is the Rat Pack reunion?
Because
some folks may not know what
right,
that is.
So the Rat Pack has been going on for several years now. The very first Rat that, quote unquote, was Fred Levin. But essentially what we do is we gather up notable community socialites or philanthropists or business people, and we invite their friends or their family members to roast them. Mm-hmm. You know, it's, you know, your good old fashioned Comedy Central roast. You know, not quite as dirty as that, but it is. It's a lot of fun. Some of the roasts, as Emily can share, do get a little. Terse, a little PG rated. It's all in good fun. Mm-hmm. But the rats this year are Jim Reeves.
Oh boy,
a lot to roast.
There's a lot of fodder.
Yes,
for
exactly.
I love Jim, but there's a lot of material there for some.
Yes, there is. As we have learned, Carolyn Appleyard, which is the opposite end of the spectrum, right? Good luck finding anything bad to say about her. Mark Faulkner, who's president and CEO at Baptist Hospital, and then Belle Bear.
Oh, gosh.
Who is just an institution unto herself.
Oh, I know.
Obviously, her husband, Lewis, was hugely politically influential. And Belle
sons,
is.
David.
Exactly.
Lewis is taking up the mantle for the way they left off.
And, yes. So I think a lot of rich personalities here and a lot of fun will be had that night. But Emily has actually been filming the roasts because we don't allow people to roast live anymore.
Oh.
We learned our lesson on that. You know, we don't have like a bleep button on site, so we film them ahead of time.
Oh, that's interesting. Okay, yes. Tell us about that.
Well, I did talk to all the three Bear children.
Mm-hmm.
They, because I thought Carolyn and Belle, what could people possibly say? But you know, there's been some running themes with Belle. I talked to Mary Hoxing of this very radio station.
Uh-huh.
She had some stuff to say about her good friend Belle.
Oh.
You know, they're just really honing in on these fun quirks and neuroses of these folks. And I did JJ Reeves last week. That was the first one for Jim Reeves. He also has Senator Don Gates as one of his roaster toasters. So, Don Gates, if you're listening, Senator, please call me back.
We're trying to get a hold of you, Don Gates. Yeah. Senator Gates.
Senator Gates, they go way back.
Email me back. And then he's also added McGuire Martin to the list, past rat, and Danny Zimmerman.
Yep.
So
that'll be
a good group. Yes. Mm-hmm. And yeah, it's been really fun hearing about the other side of these folks that we see their public facing front. We know them from the donations, the support, the various community organizations that they're parts of. And we get to see another little side of them through the eyes of their good friends and family, which is wonderful.
Well, so the event itself, talk about that. So if I wanted to come to be a part of this event, what is it exactly? Is it a dinner, a dance? How does it all work?
This is a gala event. There will be dinner and dancing. We have Tom Tirado, a Frank Sinatra tribute artist, because of course this whole theme is kind of mid-century Vegas.
How fun.
It's going to be at Sanders Beach on October 24th. It's a Friday night. Go to ratpackreunion.org to get more information on how to sponsor.
I think that sounds like a blast.
It
how much are the tickets going for?
Right now, we have sponsorship only, starting at $1,000, and we may release tickets next month.
Yeah.
Okay, so a couple or an individual could eventually buy a ticket.
Yes. It's largely sponsorship-based, and then as we get closer, we'll do tickets,
So this is a wonderful way of fundraising. And then throughout the year, if perhaps you can't go to this event or support it, what are some other ways that if people are listening this morning and really and hearing the news and a lot of the negativity out there, how can we do something positive to help you?
You can donate, again, coawfla.org/donate. You can call us up if you're interested in volunteering. If you want to volunteer at an event or be an episodic volunteer, maybe at a dining site or at our retreat at our adult daycare with all our participants over there. They have a lot of fun. They just had a big luau water day over there. We had volunteers helping out with that. You can also donate items. Like, we take donations of wheelchairs and any kind of home equipment that people use for an older adult that a caregiver might need, briefs, protein shakes, like Ensure. When it's hot, we take air conditioners and fans. When it's cold, we take heaters. And we have other events throughout the year, like Kites on the Coast in March.
Yes,
and
that's a fun one.
Mm-hmm.
Well, my favorite still is the senior chill out.
Yes, that's the air conditioning drive.
That's the big air conditioner drive. We have recently kind of wrapped up the donations for that. I mean, we helped more than 500?
I think you have 500 or 600
wow.
people.
Between
yeah.
500 and 600 people.
Can you imagine
who
living here without
yeah,
air conditioning?
Yeah, did not have air conditioning.
Wow, that's amazing.
I went 5 days a couple months ago without air conditioning, and it was, I shouldn't be living like this.
Right?
I mean, but yeah, I mean, you can't really sleep, you know, you're not focused on eating. All you can think about is just the sweltering and frankly, dangerous heat.
Especially for those over 60.
Absolutely. Yes. Yeah. Especially. So we provide air conditioners for them.
Which is phenomenal. Mm-hmm. But some of the other programs too, you had mentioned them in the beginning, and if somebody just came tuned in just now, can you kind of list some of the things you do again? Because I don't know that people are really aware of all that you do.
I think people will probably most know us for Meals on Wheels,
which is meal delivery.
Mm-hmm. But that really is just scratching the surface. Like Emily said, we have 16 senior dining sites across the 2-county area. We have an adult daycare, the Retreat. Very often, if you have a family member that has dementia, eventually, at least statistically, that person will come to live with their adult children. Mm-hmm. Usually it's the adult daughter and her family. Well, those people go to work during the day.
Right.
You know, the kids go to school. And so the senior with dementia is left home alone. And that's very often what precipitates these silver alerts.
Mm-hmm.
They're bored. They don't quite understand why they're alone. So they just walk out the door and start wandering. And it may be days until anyone sees them again. So we have an adult daycare where you can drop that person off, just like a kid's daycare. And we will socially and mentally stimulate them throughout the day. Also, like I mentioned earlier, sort of the less fun side of social services, but still necessary, is those who are bedbound, mm-hmm. who may soil themselves, need help toileting, bathing. I mean, I've been in homes that have black mildew on the walls and trash piled floor to ceiling. And those are homes that you might drive by every day, but you don't know what's going on inside there. So we go inside there and we help them.
It's amazing what the Council on Aging of West Florida does. I'm so glad you could be here with us this morning. If you have a question for them, there's still time. 850-437-1620. We'll be back right after the break. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel, talking with our friends from Council on Aging West Florida, Josh Newby, Emily Echeverria. Okay, got just a couple minutes left. What do you want to let our listeners know about?
I just want people to know that these senior adults are not welfare queens. You know, they're not asking for handouts. They have worked for 50, 60 years, cleaning your floors or paving your highways or teaching your kids or doing whatever. And now they've paid taxes for 50 years, and now it's time for the community that they have built to take care of them. And that's what we do. So, a lot of these folks, or all of these folks, I should say, deserve dignity. They deserve independence. They don't want to go into a nursing home. Some have to, and I understand that, but many of them want to remain at home. So if you have a loved one, we always say that, you know, you get older and you become elderly if you're lucky. So you are going to be older one day. You are going to be caring for your spouse or your parent one day. And we want to help you do that. So help us help them, COAWFLA.org/donate. Again, that's COAWFLA.org/donate.
Okay. And where are you located? Because you did mention the adult daycare.
Thank you. So the adult daycare is located off of 9th Avenue, sort of near Tuscan Oven. It's at 875 Royce Street. The adult daycare is open 8 a.m. to 5:30 p.m. Monday through Friday.
And then if somebody wants to volunteer, how do we go about doing that or sponsor the upcoming Rat Pack reunion?
You can call our office at 850-432-1475, and we will put you in touch with the right person.
Aha. Okay. So happy that y'all could be on the show this morning to talk about the Council on Aging of West Florida. If you give that phone number website one more time.
It is 850-432-1475 and then COAWFLA.org.
Okay, thank you both so much for coming in. I know how busy you are, so I appreciate you taking the time out to be on Pep Talk.
Thank you.
Our friends from Council on Aging West Florida, please donate today. Do what you can to support this amazing organization. Remember, be kind, be gentle, love now.